Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Mem Zayin, Shavuos 47a, pagination is 93. The Mishnah described cases where, even though the oath is normally done by the person denying the claim, and the oath absolves him of paying, and of course, if he doesn't want to make the oath, he would have to pay. But the Mishnah went on to describe different cases where the person is not trusted to make the oath, even if he would want to. And we flip the oath on the person who wants to do collection, and he makes the oath and he's able to collect. And then the Mishnah describes what happens, hayushneihem chashudin. What would happen if both people involved in this court case, the person from whom the money is being claimed and the person who is doing the claim, are both chashudin ala shavua? They're both not trusted to make an oath. And the rule in such a case is chazra shavua l'sinai. According to one opinion, the oath returns to Sinai. Says Rashi on the fourth line, this opinion holds shehishpia kadosh baruch hu es yisrael alo sigzol v'hu yifra. We can't do anything. We can't make either side swear, and therefore we're simply going to say that Hashem, who said lo sigzol during the aseres hadibros, he'll take retribution, he'll extract payment from the one who's denying the claim. But Beis Din can't get involved, not for Shavua, not for Piraon. We can't take action. However, there's a second opinion, and that is, you could see it about a fifth of the way down, the end of a line, the word Chazra. Chazra Shavua l'mechuyev la. The oath gets returned to the person who was obligated in it, and if we don't trust him, then he'll have to pay. In other words, there's a person from whom money is claimed. The basic oath would be that he would deny the claim and be absolved. We didn't trust him, so we tried to flip it to the person who's claiming the money, and we figured if he's willing to make an oath, will let him collect. But he too was chashid al hashavua in this particular case. So this second opinion holds. We take the oath, we take it back to the original person. And just as before, you told me he can't make the oath because he's chashud. So we continue to say he can't make the oath because he's chashud. He's not trusted. And if he can't make the oath, he's going to have to pay. The Gemara cites another case in which this ruling, this type of ruling, took place. Fascinating case. Rabosenu Sheva Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. We are about a third of the way up from the bottom of the page at the end of a line. Diahu Gavra. There was the case of a person, Dechotaf Nascha Mechavrei, who grabbed a bar of metal from his friend, worth a decent amount of money. Also, the kameder of Ami, he came in front of Rav Ami with this claim. Yosef Rav Abba kame, and Rav Abba was in front of him. Aisi chatzad the michtav chotva minei, and they were only able to bring one witness that he grabbed this bar, and he's trying to get it back. Amalei, and the grabber responded, in chatfi vididi chatfi. What a claim. He says, I did grab, but I grabbed something that was mine. It belongs to me to begin with. He wasn't giving it back. I took it, but it's mine. Amir Rabbi Ami says, heichel dainu daini lahaidina. What in the world should we do in such a case? Nay, Malay, should we say, Zil Shalim, you have to pay it back. Leketre Sadi, he really doesn't have two witnesses to require that he pay it back. Niftarei, to say he's absolved because I don't have two witnesses. Ika Chatzada, there's one witness. And normally, by one witness, you would have to swear an oath of denial. Neimale Zilishtova. So maybe we should tell him to swear this oath of denial. The problem is, he can't swear the oath of denial because he agrees that he took it. Kevin de od amar michtev chatfi havale ki gazlan. And by saying that he took it, he's not even going to be trusted. Because we don't know that he took it with justification. Amale Reb Abba. Reb Abba said, "Ava mechuyev shuva v'ein al yachal lishava v'chala mechuyev shuva v'ein al yachal lishava mishalim." This case ends up with a ruling that he's obligated to make an oath of denial, but he can't, and therefore he's going to end up having to pay. And that, similarly, is the ruling that this opinion maintains is going to happen by Shnehem Chashudim when they're both not trusted. Again, the first opinion says we wash our hands of the case. There's nothing we can do. They're both not trusted. An oath is in order, but I can't get anybody to make an oath. The second opinion, which is the one we developed, is the opinion that we can try to help out over here. If the first person is not trusted on an oath, we'll go to the second person. But after we went to the second person and that won't work either, then we go back to the first person and we make this logic declaration that if a person is obligated in an oath and for whatever reason he can't make the oath, either because he gets cold feet, he doesn't want to make the oath, so we start doubting his claims, or he can't make the oath me'izetam shehu, for whatever reason it is, such as over here, we don't trust him, then he can't make the oath of denial and he's going to have to pay. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining me.